Iraq's political future is likely to dominate today's agenda when President Bush meets Turkey's prime minister at the White House. Turkey's parliament last year refused to let American troops use Turkey as a staging area to strike Iraq. Turkey tried to clear the air later by offering peacekeepers for Iraq, but Iraqis opposed that. The status of Kurds in northern Iraq remains a major source of friction. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Bush and Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan have a lot on their plate, and patching up relations over Iraq is one of the major goals the two men share. The Turkish ambassador to Washington, Faruk Loğlu, says his prime minister is looking for fresh assurances from the Bush administration that Iraq will remain united and not an ethnically based federation with Kurds in control of the north, including the oil-rich Kirkuk region.
Our concern is that the Kurds of Iraq are really overplaying their cards. And in this effort, they are not really being properly braked.
The Bush administration has repeatedly said it supports a united Iraq, but is also playing a careful balancing act with the Kurds, who helped the U.S. topple Saddam Hussein and who suffered at the hands of the Iraqi leader. Soner Çaptay, a Turkish analyst at the Washington Institute for Near East Studies, says Turkey is hearing mixed signals and beginning to see the trappings of statehood in Iraqi Kurdistan, its neighbor.
Whether it's Iraqi Kurds being in charge of their own border controls, whether it's the fact that they still control their own military units, all of these things seem as signs to people in Ankara that although Washington is primarily interested in keeping Iraq together with the Kurds inside a unified Iraq, they see signs of growing statehood in northern Iraq, and they cannot put these two together clearly.
The Ankara government waged a long war against Kurdish separatists known as the PKK in southeastern Turkey, and now wants to see the U.S. move against PKK remnants believed to be hiding out in northern Iraq. U.S. officials say they've tried to reassure Turkey that Iraqi Kurdish authorities are dealing with that problem. President Bush and Prime Minister Erdogan may also highlight some of the areas of cooperation on Iraq. Turkey is opening up its bases to U.S. troops leaving Iraq to help facilitate a massive troop rotation, and Turkish companies are hoping for U.S.-funded reconstruction contracts. Erdogan also came to Washington with a message that his government is ready to help resolve the 30-year-old Cyprus problem. He spoke through an interpreter at the Center for Strategic and International Studies yesterday.
If the Greek Cypriot side and as a guarantor country, Greece can be convinced, then we will not lag behind. We will be in front of them. We will be one step ahead of them. We are acting in goodwill, and if everybody acts in goodwill, then I think there is a solution may be reached.
The United Nations-sponsored peace process fell apart last year when Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş rejected Kofi Annan's plan to reunite the island. Pressure is mounting now for a deal as Cyprus prepares to join the European Union. Çaptay of the Washington Institute says the White House would put its political muscle behind a settlement if it believes Erdogan is serious about reaching a solution.
The trip is important because what we hear from Erdogan on Cyprus may also have a determining impact on how far Washington is willing to go in terms of investing its political capital to resolve the conflict.
Washington has already lobbied for Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Resolving the Cyprus question would give Turkey a much-needed boost. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.